screen reader. She's been a regular attendee, so please give her ears and your heart for Mina's part. All right, everybody.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. It's my first time to read out on the stage. I'm very nervous. This book is about an old man who is dying from organic disease, and one of his university students came by to his house every Tuesday, and they have talked about life and marriage, all kind of stuff. I want to read a part about culture. Marie believed in the inheritance of people, but she also said that this is what they should become. People are only mean when they're threatened. She said later that day. And that's what our culture does. That's what our economy does. Even people who have jobs in our economy are threatened. Because they worry about losing them, and when you get threatened, you start looking out only to yourself. You start making money a god. It is all part of this culture. It's down. This is why I don't buy into it. I know that I can explore the good things. We held hands regularly now. This was not a change for me. Things that before would have made me embarrassed or skirmish were now routinely handled. The fact of that, the essence of truth inside him, the thing with greenish waste food, laid by in the first middle leg of his chair. A few months earlier, it might have disgusted me, it was a controversial moment. So, what smell of the room of Marie had used most? He did not have the luxury of moving from place to place. Of closing a bathroom door behind him, drank an air freshener when he left. There was his bag, there was his chair, and there was his life. If my life was split into such a symbol, I doubt I could make the smell any better. Here's what I mean by building your own little subculture for yourself. It don't mean anything to disregard every rule of your community. I don't go around naked, for example. I don't run through red lights. The little things I can obey. It's the big things, how we think, what we value. Those you must choose yourself. You can't let anyone or any society determine those for you. Here's my condition. The things I'm supposed to be embarrassed about now, not being able to walk, not being able to wipe my eyes, waking up in the morning, wanting to cry. There's nothing immensely embarrassing or shaming about them. It's the same for women, nothing thin enough, or for men, nothing rich enough. It's just what our culture would have to have you believe. Don't believe it. I asked Marie why he hadn't moved somewhere else when he was younger. Where? I don't know. South America, beginning. Someplace not as selfish as America. Every society has its own problems, Morris said, lifting his eyebrows because his people become so strong. The way to do it, I think, isn't to run away. You have to work at creating your own culture. Look, no matter where you live, the biggest impact the human beings have is our true presence. We better see what we do be. We should be looking at our potential, stretching ourselves into everything we can become. But if you're surrounded by people who say, I want mine now, you end up with a few people with everything and the military to keep the poor ones from rising up and stealing it. Corey looked over my shoulder to the bar window. Sometimes times he couldn't hear a passing truck or a whiff of the wind. He sat for a moment at his neighbor's houses and his fingers. The problem, Mitch, is that we don't believe we are as much alike as we are. Walking like Catholics and Protestants, men and women, if we show each other as more alike, we might be very eager to join in one big move, one big human family in this world. And to care about the family that way, we care about our own. But believe me, when you're dying, you see it through. We all have the same beginning, first, but we all have the same end, death. So how different can we be? Invest in the human family, invest in people, build a new community of those who love you and who you love, who love you. Build a new community of those who you love and who love you. He squeezed my hand gently, I squeezed back harder. And like a cannibal contest, where you hang a hammer or watch the disc rise up the pole, I could almost see my body